next green light, we're gone.
I didn't realize that you were Jason's mom. I yeah. see where his height came from. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Mary Jo.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, we are walking, a group of about 25 people walking in the street, not on the sidewalk, in the street on Main Street, going to the police precinct.
Justice for Jason! Cassandra!
Justice for Jason!
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 One of you could have been anywhere else tonight. You could be home, you could be warm, you could be inside, but you chose to be here. You chose to create a space for Jason Jones in death where there wasn't space for him here in this village in life. You are all special people. Tonight, we're here because something fucking horrible happened. Yep. Right here at the Catskill Police Department. A man in distress, a member of our community, came here. Because unfortunately, this sign, for many, is a sign of hope and safety and trust and justice. It was none of those things for Jason. In a moment when a man needed compassion and empathy, what he got, no one deserves. We could talk about the cowardice shown by the police.
Shame.
We can talk about that all night.
Ignorance.
The ignorance.
Stupidity.
Yes.
The stupidity. The fact that apparently no one in this building is smarter than a fucking fifth grader.
Fifth graders are smarter.
But what we really want to discuss is Jason. His life. Who he was to all of us who showed up tonight.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you.
Thank you, officer!
You see how that works out?
You see how it works out? There are people who still don't understand humanity. They don't understand that people don't deserve to die because they're in distress. They believe that blue is right and whatever actions they choose should be accepted by all of us without question because they are always right. Because they make the fucking rules. I call bullshit.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
I appreciate the echo. We're gonna start with Jason's mother.
Pile up.
Do you want? No?
No.
Gotcha.
This is really hurtful. When I first found out what happened, I flew out here and went to the hospital to see him. And I thought things were getting better. The burns were getting better. And then he had pneumonia. I don't know exactly how that happened, but I think it's from when they tased him. And then his vitals were doing good. And then I left, and come to find out, his kidneys were failing. And then 4 days after that, I found out he passed away. This is very heartbreaking for me. I don't understand exactly why he came to the police station. And the video, I don't get the whole thing. But I'm very angry about it. It should have never happened. Jason had his issues and everything, but everyone loved him. And I wish I could have spent more time with him. And I can't. Okay.
I'll say something.
Thank you.
I can stay right here. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm taking this off, though. All right. Hello. Before I start, let me say this to Jason's family and his friends. I'm sorry for your loss. We are all here to grieve Jason. We lost a friend. His death wasn't an accident, and it wasn't predicted. He slept through his 30th birthday before being set on fire and left alone to figure it out. I watched my best friend in those two videos, helpless, in pain, and only wanting a hug from a stranger. I couldn't hug him, and I couldn't say goodbye. We come from a very small community. We depend on the law enforcement to serve and protect us. Oh, man. But unfortunately for Jason, that didn't happen. Jason Jones, of all people, didn't get that. Although it's too late for Jason, going forward, my hope is that the police will properly be trained and these three men will be reprimanded.
Here.
At the very least.
Yes. Not just for Jason, but also to prove to this community that this behavior is unacceptable.
Absolutely.
And that nothing like this will ever happen again.
Ever. Right.
Ever.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Next. From Rochester, New York Jails Justice Network, we have Tariq Randois.
Thank you all so much for coming out. Can we just get a chant real quick? Can I hear justice for Jason?
Justice for Jason!
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 Thank you. This is a super scary time for everyone. There's so much uncertainty. there's so much desperation, and this seems like it's a shrinking number of resources for us as a community. Especially for those of us that are the most vulnerable people. Especially. There's a word that I want folks to understand that describes places like this institution of violent animals, basically. And it's called ableism, or ableist. Ableism is the discrimination in favor of able-bodied people. Ableist is what you call a system that does not have any resources for folks dealing with mental health disabilities. Any resources other than police, cages, guns, and tasers. Ableism describes a city that funds the police department more than any other social health service in the whole entire city. Ableism describes a police department that knows an individual has been struggling with mental health disabilities, but then choose violence and cowardice over compassion.
Yeah.
And I want to put an emphasis on cowardice.
Shame, disgusting, callousness.
Ableist describes an institution that doesn't hold accountable these very same officers for murdering Jason Jones. Because that's what it was. It was a murder.
It was a murder.
It was a murder.
A murder took place here, behind these doors.
Yep, it did.
A man walked in who needed help. Jason needed help that day. It's painful to describe what happened to him. It physically hurts to describe what happened to him. In a time where we're dealing with a pandemic that affects our brain, we have no idea what could happen to us in the long run. Mentally, we all could be in the same place as Jason. Every one of us. And imagine a time where we need compassion the most. We're met with violence and ridicule. These cops didn't care about Jason. They looked down on people like Jason. How much effort would it have taken to just give his family a call?
Yeah.
I worked in the mental health field since I was in high school. There's been a ton of instances where I work with people who are dealing, who didn't want to cooperate, who are having a hard day, who even got violent since high school. Never once did I ever think about tasing somebody that's in the middle of a mental health crisis. Never. But this is all we get with this police department. And there's no excuse from the city. This is horrible. I've never seen anything worse in my life, and I've seen a lot. We demand accountability.
Yes.
We want more than reprimanding. We want these police officers fired.
Murderers.
We want
murderers.
Them fired. We want them convicted and then thrown in jail.
Amen. Justice for Jason.
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 Justice for Jason. piggyback off what he said, thinking about community services that are available here.
None.
In the Village of Catskill?
None. None.
6 month waiting list for mental health. What happens to you in those 6 months? There are dozens of establishments where you can buy tobacco and alcohol. There are 6 recovery beds in this community. This community is not focusing on community needs. Our community needs space for Jason. He had no space. There was nowhere for him to go. Whatever he might have been going through in that night. But here, where he was met with violence, with people who are only trained to use weapons instead of their minds and hearts. We've got a couple people here who knew him personally. Is there anyone else who wants to speak? Friends, family, there we go. Come on, Tina.
I met Jason years ago when I lived on Bridge Street. He hung out with my boys. They grew up together, raised hell. Then my son started working at Big Top, and lo and behold, what do I see again but Jason? Jason was full of life. He loved everybody and anything. He would do anything to help anybody. Sadly to say, I lost my youngest son August 29th. In mental health, I reached out to them to try to get in for me because I need help dealing with my son. And like you said, there's nothing here to help you. There's a waiting list. There's no grievance group for parents. There's nothing in this town for our children. You have police department that's corrupt. This is a shame. This is a damn shame what they did. And they need to be held accountable for their actions. They need to be held accountable.
Thank you, Tina. Need the megaphone, you good?
No, I'll just do my best right here. What you said about Jason Jones, what a kind soul he was. I met Jason in 2013, around that time, when my mom moved to Catskill. We weren't the greatest of friends, but anytime we were together, we'd always get a great laugh. And over time, as many do, you lose touch with people. But every time I had seen Jason up until that night that it all went to hell, and he was let down when he ran to here, I never thought this was where it was going to end. And I can tell you from being standing outside of the Avalon and hearing my friend scream like that, not realizing what was going on, and then putting it all together later on, I'm heartbroken, and I hope that, you know, I would hope that at least, you know, you hurt a man, you're going to at least try to save his life afterwards instead of running out the door like a bunch of cowards.
Yes.
Bunch of guests.
And there's someone I'm not going to mention his name, but the gentleman who ran in there as the men in blue ran out and held Jason in his worst moment. I wish we all had a little more compassion and courage.
But they had none.
What could other be said than, you know, may Jason rest in peace, and may the three of them live with it like I'll have to live with what I saw.
Thank you.
I've known Jason since probably like 2009. In high school, I was best friends with his best friend, Sean Reynolds, and he's the biggest guy I know, but he's got the biggest heart as well. And like you said, so many mental health issues that we all just kind of ignore. There's no resources for us, and we just keep living day by day with those mental health issues. And to see one of the nicest people I've ever met go through such trauma when all he needed was help is so devastating. And that could be any one of us. We need a better community. We need to get together and really raise the resources to help each other. This could be anyone. This is someone's son. This is someone's friend. This is someone that had such a good heart that didn't deserve any of this. So show, and when I see what happened, I messaged him on Facebook, like, hey, I'm sober, I'm doing good, if you ever need someone, I'll be here for you. And I was like, why hasn't he messaged me back? And, like, to find out this is what happened, like, it makes you wish, like, why wasn't I there sooner? But like you said, Joe, you get distant when you get older, your lives get in the way. But life is short, and this is definitely a wake-up call, because we all need to be there for each other, so this doesn't happen again in our community. This is truly, truly heartbreaking. Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Jessica? I get it. Anyone else? As yeah, that's a good idea. A moment of silence together as a community for Jason Jones. Being out here is hard on so many levels for us all. But the idea that we have to be here is an idea that none of us can argue with. Because if we aren't, who will be? If we don't show up to correct what we see as wrong in our communities, then who will? And it's unfortunate that it takes something like this to bring us together. For us to see that this shit is not working the way it should be. Thank every single one of you for coming out here and sharing your stories. Thank you, Mary Jo, for sharing his life. Go in peace.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you for coming down. Thank you.
I didn't know Jason, but when I saw what happened, I had to come here.
Thank you.
Justice for Jason!
Justice for Jason!
You know, that's the type of stuff that happens. It's small town. There's no need for change. There's no need for revolutionary policy. There's no need for anything. The result is
justice for Jason.
Someone dies. It's not until someone dies that we realize that shit does need to change. We need to change shit before this happens. That's the only way.
Justice for Jason.
All of us. That's the only way all of us are safe.
Jason! Did you ever meet Jason? Or you're not?
I've never met him a day in my life. But I know his. I know his story. I know this story, and it's repeated way too much, over and over. Not just here across this fucking country. It's not right. It's not okay. It's not.
They could have lost him in it or something, and that's why they had to do what they did. Yeah.
more than 15 years.
Where did you meet him?
Yeah, in Catskill. At the school, yeah. We were friends.
Do you recognize me? All right.